welcome to Outbeat Radio on KRCB Windsor Santa Rosa, a program that focuses on issues by, for, and or about the members of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender communities. You can hear Outbeat Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m.
This is Living Proof, and we're your hosts. I'm Dr. Diana Greer, and next to me is my co-host and wife, Sheridan Gold. Tonight is our Voices of Pride show. And we are just having a ball. You can hear the music in the background. We were at the Pride Parade and Festival yesterday, and we love everything about Pride. We'll be playing audio of collected voices tonight. And so we're just glad that you're here to listen with us.
Yeah, Diana, that's right. And even besides the voices that we recorded, because this is our Voices of Pride show, I also got some audio snippets of the parade. This parade was the longest parade that I can remember because it used to be so short in Guerneville. And now we had, I think, 30 contingencies
this year. Yeah, very many.
And Di, you were a judge.
And I was a judge. And oh my gosh, I'm just so high right now. It's just, my adrenaline is just still up. It's just so much fun. Everybody's loving it, being here in old Santa Rosa Square. It's just a beautiful thing.
So we're going to get to that in just a minute, but first,
here's news and events with Outbeat member and our engineer, Greg Moralia.
This is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio news for the week of June 3rd, 2018. Last week, the state of Connecticut became the first to recognize the legal right of transgender prisoners to be housed with others of their gender. Senate Bill 13 was passed by the Connecticut House and Senate earlier this month and signed into law by Governor Daniel Malloy. The bill allows transgender people in prison to be housed in a facility that aligns with their gender and to be searched by an officer of their gender and to be issued clothing appropriate for their gender, as well as to be addressed with the correct name and pronoun. It also sets up protections from violence and gives prisoners the right to continue hormone replacement therapy while in prison. In order to access these rights, transgender prisoners need a diagnosis of gender dysphoria, which is a medical diagnosis for people who experience distress caused by their gender identity being different from their sex assigned at birth. Not every transgender person is diagnosed with gender dysphoria. The Bureau of Justice Statistics estimates that there are 3,200 transgender inmates currently being housed in the United States. And here in California, the State Assembly approved Assembly Bill 2504, a bill sponsored by Assemblymember Evan Lowe of the South Bay. This bill provides LGBT awareness training for law enforcement officers and 911 dispatchers throughout California. Currently, officers and dispatchers do not receive any mandated training that explains things like sexual orientation and gender identity. In addition to these two critical topics, the training proposed in this bill will also include how to effectively respond to domestic violence calls involving same-sex couples and how to better recognize hate crimes involving victims in the LGBTQ community. The bill moves on next to the state Senate. And last week, we reported that Amtrak police were investigating how a passenger on one of their trains ended up unconscious on the side of the tracks in Truckee, north of Lake Tahoe. Aaron Salazar, a 22-year-old college student, remains in intensive care at a Reno hospital. He was reported to have multiple brain injuries, with an MRI showing damage to his brainstem, a broken pelvis, and several burns near his groin and upper thighs. Last Tuesday, Amtrak Police Chief Neil Trugman said at a press conference, quote, "There is no physical evidence or witness statements to suggest a physical altercation occurring on the train." Trugman explained that Salazar was, quote, "very distraught" and that the incident appears to be an attempted suicide. But Salazar's family disputes these claims and also released a statement on Tuesday. They believe Salazar got off the train in Truckee with his new friend and was attacked. But Truckee's police chief said in a news conference as well that Salazar did not get off the train in Truckee. He said, quote, "We do not believe at this time there is anything to suggest that Aaron reached the Truckee Amtrak train station." The investigation continues. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the LGBT news headlines we're following, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia.
Change the world, but I don't.
And if you're just joining us, this is Living Proof with Diana and Sheridan, and I'm Sheridan. We are here at Voices of Pride, the Pride event, gay Pride event here in Sonoma County, which is in Santa Rosa at the old Courthouse Square, and it is a marvelous event. It's very, very warm here. I think it's in the low 90s, blue sky, no clouds, lots and lots of good energy, good vibrations, and we just want to say thank you for joining us tonight, and here we are with the Voices of Pride. So right now I'm here at the parade and the festival, and they're doing a sound check before the festivities start. As you can hear in the background, that's just a sound check. It's not even the performance. People are slowly arriving, finding parking, and slowly arriving, and it is a magnificent space here at Old Courthouse Square. It is amazing. Well, hi. Maybe what's your name?
I'm Karen.
Uh-huh. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Martin.
Hey, Martin, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm up from San Francisco for the weekend visiting my friend Bev, and I just met Karen yesterday for the first time.
Well, fast and furious friends, it sounds like.
Yeah. All right. That's what this is all about.
What brings you here today?
Well, Bev is actually in the parade, so she's with her square dance group, so we're here to watch her, obviously. But
yes,
also
the Redwood Rainbows are square dancing.
All right.
A little fun group.
A little plug for Redbow Rainbows. All right, so your name is?
Lauren.
Hi.
Hi.
What brings you out today?
Pride Day, baby.
Isn't this glorious out here?
Absolutely. It's such a great venue.
And who are you with today?
My wife, Chris, and my daughter and son, Minnow and Maxwell.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Cher.
Oh, it's so glorious here. So how do you guys feel just dropping in right now? I mean,
great. Great. It's close to home. We're happy.
All
it's
right.
A great day.
Have a wonderful day, y'all.
Okay, thanks. We're gonna. Thanks, honey.
Hi, my name's Magi Fedorka. I started Forward Together with a group of other people in Sonoma County, and the first year that we started it was post-LaRouche initiative, so we started in January of 1987, and I believe there was a march on Washington that year. And then there was another march on Washington. So what I brought with me to the parade today is a rainbow flag that was made out of that parachute material with the pink triangle in the center of it. And then somebody hand-painted on it, strong with the women's symbol for the O, proud for the men's symbol for the O, united Sonoma County. And they marched with this flag in the March on Washington, either in the 80s or late 80s.
Wow, that is some history right there. Thank you, Magi, very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Hello, people. We're here in Santa Rosa, Sonoma County Pride. And you guess who's here in town? I love him so much, Javier. So what you been up to, honey?
You know, just traveling. Just moved back to San Francisco, doing my thing, making moves.
Making moves.
I'm making moves, and I'm not sure where I'm headed, but I know I'm in the right direction.
Right
so
on. You're looking fabulous as ever.
Thank you.
Tell us, being back here, and what does this day mean to you?
Well, the connection to the community, seeing it here back in Santa Rosa is, you know, Guerneville is an amazing place, and also having it in a centralized place like Santa Rosa, where there's a lot of traction, a lot of people, is a beautiful sign for us to show our pride, our love, our compassion for ourselves and for others. And so having this space where we're visible and we're listened to and we're acknowledged is beautiful. And walking with my young folks in Positive Images has been, it's always just, it fills my heart with joy.
Wonderful.
And love, so.
I saw the love.
I felt the love when you,
I was a judge, so I saw you pass on by looking fabulous.
You know, you gotta dance. When that love enters, you gotta move that. Gotta move it in and out,
Beautiful.
So.
Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Javier. Thank you.
Thank you.
Best to you.
All right.
Happy Pride!
Happy Pride. Happy Pride.
Hey, here we are with the crew. Here they are. Who do you have here?
Well, it's me, Beck.
Okay, Beck.
And my wife, Bunny.
Bunny!
Hello.
So tell us what Pride means to you today.
croissants and champagne.
Out and proud, you know, out and proud, celebrating Sonoma County.
Yeah. How do you feel about this place, Santa Rosa, having it here?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. The square is awesome, and, like, they've got the whole street blocked off here. It's beautiful.
Hi.
I'm sorry, but we're having fun here because she got her mimosa, whatever that thing is. Have fun. You have started early, honey. But this is what the day is all about, right? And so next to them, we have...
Bran and Sue.
Bran and Sue.
Hello.
So tell us, where you come from? I know America, maybe. How far did you travel?
We come all the way from Windsor.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. So tell us what this day means to you, Brenda.
This is an awesome day, and we're so happy that the parade has moved to Santa Rosa. It's the heart of the county, and I think having it in a more accessible location and in Courthouse Square where there's tons of space, I hope we see some record crowds because it's awesome to be out in proud.
Out and proud. Thank you so much. Enjoy your day. And hey, you're not getting away from this, Sue. So tell us what this day means to you.
It's just a celebration of us and life. And that's just a great day to celebrate.
And given today's political climate,
yeah.
Woo!
We need to all stand together and be who we are and be proud of who we are and be out there.
Right on. Thank you. Enjoy your day. Love y'all all. Bye. See you soon.
Hi, my name is Rita. I'm a Jewish baby boomer lesbian teacher poet. I should have said that first. And happy pride. Be proud and be humble.
You got a poem for us? A quickie?
The rainbow is a spectrum we cannot measure. It goes on and on and on.
Thank you, Rita. Happy Pride!
Hello, everybody. I'm here with Brian Finney. Brian, we love you so much and been thinking about you and your loss with Bobby. And I know he would be like center stage right now here. And we miss him so much. So how are you doing today?
Doing okay. Nice to see Santa Rosa's hosting it this year.
Yeah.
It's one of Bobby's dreams.
Oh, really? He wanted it back here?
Yeah.
Wonderful. And the stage is beautiful. We're going to miss him, but he's always with us.
Yep.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're doing okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. And it's so nice to see you. So tell us just briefly what this day means to you right now.
Right?
Yeah, just being out here in Sonoma County Pride.
Celebrating the gay movement, gay pride.
Supporting,
letting people know that, you know, we're normal.
Yeah, we are normal, that's for sure. Well, you take care of yourself and know that we love you and prayers are always with you.
All
and
right.
For Bobby,
right.
We're thinking of him.
All
okay,
right.
Love you. Love you, Brian.
Too.
Yes, happy Pride. Hey, we're not doing photos right now, baby. This is for the radio. And guess who I have in front of me?
Cha-Cha!
And who else?
And Linda.
That's right, baby. Newlyweds. How long have you been?
Five months and 2 days.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you both.
We are two.
Oh, you. Let me hear you say that again.
We are two.
There you go. So, how do you feel being here today? And what does Pride mean to you?
Everything means a ton.
Go ahead, say it again.
I've been gay since I was 16. It's wonderful.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
Okay, we're not gonna tell your age, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, that's right.
What about you, Cha-Cha? What does this day mean?
Full of pride, and almost to tears because of how far we've all come.
Mm. Yeah.
I love you too.
That's right. Kisses and hugs.
Now.
Okay. She's crying. Hey, look who's here. Brandy. My buddy, Brandy. Woo! I know. Isn't it a beautiful
day.
It is a beautiful day. We couldn't have asked for better weather. It is wonderful.
Right on. Are you here with people?
I'm just here. I'm going to be one of the monitors, the block captain, to make sure people stay safe.
Right
and
on.
And out of the way of all that they're going to be seeing coming down this road.
Right on. You drove a long way. Where you from, Brandy? People might not know you.
I came from San Rafael.
Wow.
Early this morning.
Really? No traffic?
No traffic.
Good. Yes, good. So tell us what does this day mean to you?
This is a day for me. It's let me be who I am.
Woo!
Without any covers. Just open.
Right.
Why?
On.
Just open.
Right.
Enjoying it, enjoying it, enjoying it.
Hello, everyone. This is Harold Riley at the Sonoma Santa Rosa Pride Celebration. I wish you all the very, very, very best, and we are getting it together, folks. I can see out here how beautiful and how marvelous you people are. Let's keep it up.
Okay.
I have a show in Lake County entitled Our Stories, Our Lives. If you're ever over that way, please tune in. We also are streaming kpfz.org, so you can call in my show and say hello and listen to my show on KPFZ in Lake County, 88.1 FM on your dial.
Hi, so my name is Shad, and I'm one of the two people that put together the timeline. We have an amazing hit timeline of the history of LGBTQI people in Sonoma County, and all of the things that are here today are built on the backs of the people, men and the women, and the trans people who did the work in the 1970s and 80s. So come look at the timeline, and find out what our elders did in the past.
Well, where will the timeline live after the festival's over for folks that didn't get to come to the festival today?
We're not sure, but if you contact us through Outwatch Film Festival and you want to bring it to someplace, talk to us and we will make arrangements for it to come to your place and your event.
All right. Thank you so much, Shad.
You're welcome.
Happy Pride.
Okay,
Happy
here
Pride.
We are. The beginning of Pride. We're getting all set up, baby.
Yeah,
and we're here with Greg Moralia, our beautiful, beautiful partnership in Outbeat Radio. So what's up? How you feel today?
You know, it's great. The weather's amazing, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Super weather, and there's already a lot of people out. So I think the move here to Santa Rosa is already turning out to be a good thing, huh?
I think so. And the setup? Oh, my gosh. It's so easy. It was so easy for us to get there.
You know what? The Sonoma County Pride organization really has things organized this year. You know, their website's been really informative. They put out a lot of information ahead of time, which we've been able to share on the air.
Yeah.
And we've been covering it on the news for the last couple of months. We've had representation on all of our shows, so it's been really great.
Right on. So happy to see you, my love.
You have fun today.
Kisses, kisses.
Parade.
Yes. Right on. Take all care. Right. Here we are today. Getting ready for Pride. And I'm here at the judges table and with the famous Jeremy.
Woo! I'm not that famous.
Yes,
yet.
You are. You're going to be singing Together We Rise.
Woo!
How are you?
I'm really good.
Tell me
I'm
more.
I'm excited to be here. I was actually at Sonoma County Pride for the first time last year and loved it so much. I'd been to San Francisco Pride several times, but first time in Sonoma County, and I was interested in singing the national anthem this year.
So you put yourself out?
Put myself out there, yes.
Wow, wonderful.
And they liked me, I guess, and now I'm here, and I'm proud to represent the LGBTQ community, and I'm excited.
Did you bring family?
I did. My mom and I believe my grandma might be coming, actually, which is exciting.
We're going to try and get your voice, but maybe you can give us a line or two right now we're here. Right in the beginning. It's like a half hour before you go on, but just give us a little bit.
Sure, I'll give you a little stand by me, maybe. When the night has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light you see. There's a little standby.
Yeah, game. Ooh! Did you guys hear that? Get ready, baby. The parade is about to start. Thank you so much, Jeremy,
you,
and good
Diana.
Luck to you.
Thank you so
nice
much.
Nice seeing you again.
You
okay, people, we're here with the famous Jill.
Oh,
what's
hi.
Up?
So,
yeah, what does this day mean to you, Jill?
This day means freedom and love
and acceptance.
Woo!
And unity.
Yes, baby. How do you like it here at Santa Rosa Plaza?
I'm so impressed. I've never seen the plaza look so amazing before. This is really wonderful and spirited, and there's so much good stuff in the air.
Right on. Have a wonderful day.
Good
Happy Pride. Hey, hey, hey,
hey.
Joe, what's up, baby? I haven't seen you forever. One of our co-hosts from years ago. I miss you and love you. What's up?
Thank you.
How you doing?
Good, good. I'm married.
And oh, wow.
3 years.
Right
Wayne,
on.
Wayne, I've been with for 13.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, I've been let loose from the Billy booth. The Billies are celebrating 30 years as an organization.
Wow, 30 years.
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
This is an old shirt.
The radio can't see it.
Oh,
but yeah,
the radio
but I can
see it.
Yeah.
But the logo shows the city boy and the country boy. And
coming
that kind of sums it up because we started way back when in Mendocino in Humboldt County because there were men dying of AIDS with no support.
Oh, how many years ago?
1988, 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
To keep it going. It's
and,
important.
Anyway, we've sort of expanded. It's basically for male-identified people. So we've supported the group here called Transmission. We've helped them since they don't have a nonprofit status. And we've supported gay pride, gay lesbian pride in Ukiah, Mendocino
wonderful,
County.
Wonderful.
Yeah, a lot of good work.
Out there,
yeah.
Out there, yeah. Thank you so much. So tell us a couple sentences about what does this day mean to you right now?
This day right
How
now.
How do you feel inside?
I feel great. I haven't been involved as a volunteer in gay pride for a while. I've been going to Gay Pride since 1975.
Wow.
And I've sort of stopped going to the big city thing. And I really love having Gay Pride here in the middle, in the center of Santa Rosa.
Yes, yes.
I kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel really good about it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Joe. It's so nice to see you. Happy Pride. Thank you for all the good work you're doing in the community.
Same to you.
And beyond.
Diane.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Hey, 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 hey. We got some Sonoma folk people here. Here we go. Dennis, what's up?
Hey, everybody. Happy Pride. How you doing, Diana?
I'm doing great.
Good.
So I want everybody to say the name because we have a family here. So let's start with you.
I'm Pam.
Pam, give me a little bit more. So where are you from, Pam?
Pam, I am. originally, my mom and dad.
Oh, she's a wise one here. Okay.
She's from Mother Earth.
Mother Earth. I love it. I love your attitude.
Sonoma County.
Sonoma County?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. And what about you?
My name is Avella, and I came from Shasta.
Shasta. Okay, but you live now locally?
Where do you live now?
I live in Healdsburg now.
And how are you? What's your association to this man right here?
My dad. And
your dad.
I have another dad.
And you have another dad.
Who's working?
Oh, he's working. Okay, and what about this little one?
What's your name?
I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it? It's okay.
Can you spell it with the letters?
No.
But are you happy to be here today with your dad?
Yes.
And your aunties, I'm assuming?
Yes. R-U-B-Y-R-E-E.
Okay, what about you?
Hi, and I'm Dora, and I live in Napa, but I'm here for Sonoma County Pride because I work here in Santa Rosa.
Woo!
So I'm here to support Sonoma County, and I'm happy to be here because this is my first Pride with my girlfriend.
First Pride together. Okay, are you kind of newlyweds or something?
Oh, exactly. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Oh, how long?
Almost eight months.
On the 6th.
In August 6th. August 6th.
Okay, get it together, newlyweds. Okay, thank you so much. Have fun. I know, right? 8 months. Maybe you could come on our radio show. And talk about the newly developing relationship. That's always important for the community.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you so much. Any last words, Dennis?
Happy Pride, everybody.
Happy Pride, yeah.
Feel the
Happy
love.
Happy Pride, yeah.
Woo! Spread the love.
Thank y'all. Have fun. Hello. We're here with the famous
Justin Lucas.
Hello. Hi, comedian. Diane. He's our MC today.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
What would you like to know? I don't know.
Let's see.
My name is Justin Lucas, born and raised in San Francisco. You can probably already tell from my accent. Very gay. I am Filipino. I have my nursing license to prove it.
Ooh.
And I still live in the city with my very stereotypical Asian grandfather.
Really?
I do, yeah. Stereotypical, he's a very young age right now. He's 104.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
wow.
We'll see how the today goes.
Wow, so you got longevity in your genes.
I do, yeah.
Wow, so who's on your arm?
No. No, nobody's on my arm right now. But I'm just really
excited.
I will see. We'll see how the day goes.
Okay. No pressure.
I know. I'm really excited to be hosting the 2018 Sonoma Pride County Fair Parade, Gay Pride, LGBTQ, RSC, LMNOP.
Funny guy.
Parade.
Yeah, that's
today.
The comedian coming out.
Exactly.
So anyway, what does this day really mean to you? Tell the audience.
For
Here
me,
we go.
It's just like embracing everything together, embracing equality, embracing no differences. We're all human beings, gay, straight, black, white, brown, purple, green,
dishwasher,
it don't matter. We're all here just celebrating who we are as human beings, if anything, to the core,
woo!
I think.
Yes.
That's all I can say.
Exclamation point, baby.
Yeah, to
thank
the core.
You, Justin.
Mm-hmm, thank
Can't
you,
wait
Diana.
To hear you announcing me
thank
on
you,
the
of course.
Microphone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Take care, my love.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Hey, people. We are out here, out and proud with Kevin Jones. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. So tell us what this day is all about for you, Kevin.
For me, it's just about being visible. It's, you know, coming out and being visible is something that you have to do every day, all the time, whether you're gay man, lesbian, trans, ally, someone who's supporting the community, you got to do it all the time. And this is probably the best way to do it and certainly the most fun. And it's great to be in Santa Rosa.
Right on. The music has started to play. Hey, Kevin, tell the people a little bit about you and your role, because you've been doing so many things. And I love what you've done with the Pride timeline. Sonoma
great.
County Pride timeline. Your masterpiece was beautiful.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed it. You know, obviously it was Shad and Jody and Tina and then gang that really did the work in bringing the content together, but it was so much fun to work with them and actually put it into something that people could see and look at. So that was really great.
Thank you so much for all your work.
Happy
Pride.
Happy Pride.
Hello. I'm here with Richard, the famous board of director of this whole thing, Sonoma County Pride.
Oh.
So, yeah, and one of the organizers. And
thank you.
You're part of Sonoma Gaydar. I mean,
that's
you,
right.
You're just so active in the community.
Thank
and
you.
I just want to say thank you, Richard,
thank
for
you.
All that you do for all
oh,
of us.
Oh, sweet. Thank
yeah,
you
I'm going to give you a big hug and a kiss.
Thank
so
you.
Tell us, how are you doing today with
We're doing
all
pretty
this?
Good.
Yeah.
It's, everything's falling down and organized, but it's really doing well. Everybody's happy, proud to be here. That's why it's called Pride Day.
That's right. And the Sonoma, I mean, right there in the courtyard.
Oh, the courtyard is beautiful. All those people sitting in there.
Oh.
61 vendors.
Wow.
So, and the stage is beautiful.
Yes. So, yeah.
It's looking good.
So just tell us, what does day mean to you right now?
You're at
the tail end right now because you've been working your butt off.
I have been working. Yeah. But not alone. I have working with Cheryl.
Yes, Cheryl.
Cheryl and I are doing the parade together. We're both co-chairmen on that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing very well. We're working hard on that. We think we got it all organized. It's going to be a good parade for everybody.
Right on. So in your heart, what does this mean? In a couple sentences.
Oh, gosh. What's it mean? Something that I'm not hiding in the closet.
Mm.
I'm out. I'm proud.
Right.
I'm queer.
Wow.
Beautiful. It means a lot.
Yes.
Just inside, it means a lot. Not to have to walk down the shadows, turn around and watch where you're going. It doesn't have to do that anymore.
Right.
We've come a long way.
Wow.
And it's the way we can show up by coming this here.
Right. Thank you.
All right, thank you,
Richard. Thank you. That was Richard. Yay. Hey, just who walked into town. We have our famous Robert. Woo! Mueller, yes.
I don't know how famous I am, but this is a great day. It's great to see the parade and Pride here in town.
In Santa Rosa.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So you've been around for a lot of prides here.
I have.
Well, how many? Estimation.
The first one I went to was in Juilliard Park. So that was a few years ago.
Wow.
10 or 15 years ago.
Wow.
I guess. And at one time, they tried to do a parade down Mendocino Avenue. This is way long ago. Might have even been the 70s. And there were, you know, it was like people straggling down Mendocino Avenue. But this looks like it's going to be a really great event.
Wow. Yeah. Cool. Thank you for sharing your history. But what about today here? With Pride, what does it mean to you now, looking back and now where we are today?
Well, I grew up in Sonoma County, and in the late 70s, there wasn't any kind of, it was still the bars. There wasn't any kind of political sensibility. I helped start a gay newspaper, Sonoma County Lesbian and Gay News.
Wow, okay. And,
which actually began being typed up in my living room at the time. And so things have changed a lot since then. It's been 40 years.
Wow. Thank you so much for all that you did in the beginning to get us here today. I really want to appreciate you, Robert. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for talking to me today.
Yes. Happy day.
You too. Woo!
Just joining us, you're listening to our special Voices of Pride, highlights from this year's Sonoma County Pride Celebration, hosted by Sheridan Gold and Dr. Diana Grayer, only here on KRCB-FM Radio 91.
The National Anthem. Thrilled to perform the National Anthem in this year's Pride Parade and Celebration. Originally from Toronto, he was able to thrive in his passions for music, theater, and dance while being raised in Sonoma County. He performs as a singer-songwriter and is actively pursuing music. Please, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jeremy Lipsey!
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early
light? I'm supposed to get everybody
on
the street.
Take it away, mister.
Barely, stand by, say, ring one time and go. Take a ride back home. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
So they're actually square dancing in the street. And you can hear the caller right there. You can't hear the music very well, though. Everybody's enjoying themselves. They're doing do-si-do. I remember that from elementary school.
My families advocate for safety, equality, and justice in our children's schools.
So this is North Bay.
And the greater Sonoma County community.
LGBTQI families.
Join North Bay LGBTQI families on Facebook. At the
and
same
they have
name, North Bay LGBTQI
a lot of
families.
Women and men and kids. And a beautiful float with all the children on the float. Beautiful.
Hi, kids.
North Bay LGBTQI families.
You want to say something on your microphone? Yeah.
Here comes Food for Thought,
a fantastic local nonprofit agency that provides healthy food to 800 people living with HIV and other serious illnesses.
This is Food for Thought. They have a beautiful hand-sold truck with vegetable stickers all over it. And then dancers with these beautiful skirts matching the colors of the vegetables. So blue and green and orange and red and yellow. And they're beautiful. Beautifully dressed, men and women in these gorgeous skirts.
Transforming hearts and healing the world.
Congregation Beth on me.
Rooted in conservative Judaism, we rise to welcome all through celebration, learning, and prayer. Ladies and gents, for gay rights, are progressive Christians demonstrating support for the basic dignity and rights of all. This year's participants come from First Congregational Church of Sonoma, UCC, First Congregational Church Santa Rosa, UCC, Community Church of Sebastopol, UCC. Oh, that's it. Yes.
So they're doing a routine, these women in long dresses with big hats and white handkerchiefs. It's so beautiful to see this. They're getting a lot of applause.
Give up for one more time for church, ladies and gents, for gay rights. Next up, get this, for the 11th consecutive year, Kaiser Permanente has achieved a top score on the Corporate Equality Index. Our commitment to diversity and inclusion is fueled by our foundational belief in the right to equality for all people without exception. That's right. Next up, I'm a supporter of Sonoma County Pride since it opened in 2013. I remember when it opened because all my family left my house and I was left alone to go to the casino. The resort congratulates Sonoma County Pride on its growth and its move to Old Courthouse Square. Our festival entertainment is proudly sponsored by Grady Resort and Casino this year. Enjoy the show! In 2007, Sonoma County Roller Derby developed a league of skaters and volunteers that worked together to bring roller derby to the North Bay. Our home teams, the Wine Country Wreckers and North Bay Bruisers, represent our league in our home community and our travel team, the Hella Organic Rollers, All-Stars, and the NorCal Growlers represent our great county across the nation. The Rollers also compete for a chance to win the Women's Flat Track Derby Association National. Together we ride! Ladies Ladies and gentlemen, next up we have the LGBTQ Connection. LGBTQ Connection is creating a sea of change. A sea, an ocean, and a sea of change.
So he's talking about a sea of change.
In Sonoma County, by
and there's
fostering
lots
a diverse
of fish and jellyfish
community driven by
made out of plastic
leaders.
And cardboard, and everybody's waving them around, and they just look like so much fun. There's little kids, there's big kids, there's adults. There's a shark running around under the sea of diversity. It's so beautiful. It makes me tear up.
Next up, we have our first responders.
I thought I was bad. First responders coming up. So amazing.
First responders. I will repeat, Sonoma County's first responders. Stand up for Sonoma County first responders. Sonoma County first responders. Oh my God, you guys are amazing. Words can't describe what these people do. Sonoma County first responders. Ladies and gentlemen, Sonoma County first responders, they like to say that they would like to now call for a moment. We would like to call now for a moment of silence to honor these brave first responders and to think of those whose lives have been forever changed by this devastating event. A moment of silence. Sonoma strong. They were in the first 100 to be declared domestic partners in 1999. Oh my God. And then they married in June 2008.
I remember you.
They share a son, daughter-in-law, 5 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Nothing to fear because they're from Oakmont.
If God didn't make homosexuals, there wouldn't be any. Statue of Liberty and Uncle Sam are walking hand in hand down the road.
Yes, Lady Liberty. Give you a
This is the Grand Marshal, Alec.
All right, now and for all, we can prove that Justin Lucas and I are not the same person. I know we all look alike to you people, but make an effort. You've already got those big round eyes. Use them. Happy Pride, everybody. I love you.
Alec Mappa.
Alec Mappa, ladies and gentlemen.
Alec Mappa.
Jump rope in their head. Since 1990, Positive Images has been a grassroots nonprofit organization that provides support, advocacy, and education to Sonoma County's LGBTQ+ youth and young adults. Positive Images, they are proud to offer a safe space in their community center located in downtown Santa Rosa. Positive Images, ladies and gentlemen.
Soaring into the future on the wings of our heroes, a contingent commentary. We welcome our community's LGBTIQ+ elders to the parade for the very first time.
Hi!
With their theme, Soaring into the Future on the Wings of Our Heroes, they honor the brave activists of our past who challenged our culture's attitudes and laws, so we can celebrate today while also inspiring our LGBTIQ+ youth to carry on their legacy. Hi, you guys! Many of the older members of our community are now invisible, isolated, and underserved. This collaborative contingent represents Sonoma County Adult and Aging Services, Russian River Senior Resource Center, Sebastopol Area Senior Center, Vintage House of Sonoma, and the Finley Center of Santa Rosa, as well as the various groups that provide those who survive the stigma of the past an opportunity to connect and support each other. Come let your people. LGBTQ professionals in Sonoma County. We empower and educate the LGBTQ professional community by hosting mixers and talks, providing outreach and mentor opportunities for the purpose of nurturing business growth. And who is a part of Homes for Sonoma, which was given the 5th place award in Sonoma County by North Bay Business Journal. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, and letterpeople.io.
And put all numbers together, and I'm so excited to be a part of the judging panel here. Big crowd, a lot of energy, and now people are heading to the festival. So I am so excited, and now I got to get my tally together so we can find the winners. So anyways, I will reconnect in a bit, but right now I have to do my work. my duty, my service. Love y'all.
Hi, my name is Cy, and I'm here coming to the Gay Pride Parade for the first time, basically because I came out last week.
You came out last week?
Yeah.
How old are you, may I ask?
66.
You're 66. That's fantastic, Cy. How do you spell your name?
C-Y.
C-Y, ah, awesome. So what do you think about your first gay event in your whole life?
Well, first public event.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of people I know, and it's friends who are straight and gay.
Oh, that's wonderful. I have a friend here who just came out as well. It's her first gay pride parade. She's been in the closet at least 25 years, so that's fantastic.
I was married for 37 years. I have two kids in their 30s, and my wife passed away 3 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I've been searching.
Yeah.
And I finally figured it out.
All right. Oh. We want to get you on our radio show for the whole hour.
Oh, boy. I don't know about that.
All right. Well, happy Pride, Cy.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for talking to me.
Hey, hey, hey. I just found one of my actors for my play, Private Lies. Private Lies, coming July 21st, 22nd. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm so good. It's just the energy. It's just beautiful. How do you feel? Are you familiar with this area?
Actually, this is my first time this year because I'm new to the area.
Oh, right on?
Yeah.
So, first Pride. So, you know, it's been everywhere else, like Guerneville, different places. But this is the first time here
first
in Santa
time here.
Rosa.
Downtown Santa Rosa, yes.
Yeah,
looking
so what does this day really mean to you?
Pride in the gay community, and good to see everybody out participating, being involved, encouraging one another, you know, fight against bigotry, homophobia, and all the rest of this stuff.
So, right on.
Yeah,
right
keep
on.
The, keep it going.
Keep it going, baby, because we matter. Woohoo! Pride! Thank you,
You're
Mike.
Welcome.
Take care, hon.
Have a good day.
And right here with me, I have Steve. Steve has been photographing Pride for how many years?
Well, I've been photographing Pride in Sonoma for 10 years.
Okay.
And I've been involved in various LGBT causes since 1973.
Wow. History right in front of me. And I know you've taken some beautiful, beautiful photos. So what does this day mean to you? You're always back every year. So tell us what it means to you, Steve.
It means to me to be able to record history, because if I don't do it, nobody is.
Wow.
I kind of look at it and go, okay, if I just dig in and do it and keep doing it year after year, I know dozens of times I've gone back and dug through archives and wondered about the people who recorded all this stuff. And that inspired me to, well, I could do the same.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We got to get you in touch with Gina and Chad because they did the Sonoma County timeline. The history is beautiful. So if you have more, they're always looking for more.
I was just over there.
Oh, really? Okay.
And the timeline for this time around ended about 1990, and I've got a whole bunch of stuff locally starting after 1990.
Wow, okay.
I knew Lenny Matlovich. I helped do AIDS Emergency Fund fundraisers at the Triple R.
Wow.
We did mud wrestling.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That was fun.
Tag team mud wrestling, women, men, everybody, oh. Leather. Yeah.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for all your history that you know, that you've been doing, and volunteering, I would suppose, your time to do this important work for us.
History starts every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye. Have
Bye-bye.
Fun. So it's that time we have to say goodbye. We are really sad to see everyone go, but we want to say wow.
Wow.
This has been a wonderful event.
An event full of pride, full of joy and freedom just to be out and about.
So, you know, Living Proof is all about being vibrant
and visible and being proud of who you are and what you are. And we want to continue that.
Yes!
So until next month when we're here with our July show, we wish you blessings and
love and safety and freedom and pride. Good night.
Don't make you feel wrong. It's never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel wrong? Mm-hmm. You could be so many people. Ooh. If you make that grab for freedom. What have you done today to make you feel prouder?
And our congratulations and thanks to the Sonoma County Pride Organization for a truly spectacular job producing a great Pride event this weekend. Thank you to the Sonoma County Pride Board and all of the volunteers who made it happen. Did a wonderful job. Pride celebrations continue throughout the North Bay this month. There are activities and events happening in Napa, Vallejo, and of course San Francisco. Check out the Frameline Film Festival starting in mid-June, and then the San Francisco Pride Celebration happening June 23rd and 24th. We have all the details for these events in one place. Just go to our website at outbeatnews.com and click on the Pride banner in the center of the page. Tune in next Sunday night for Outbeat Music. That's at 8 p.m. and only here on KRCB-FM Radio 91. In the meantime, have a great week, and thanks for celebrating Pride with us.
Ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending.